It's the bottom of the ninth again for the baseball talks and still no settlement. The shuttle Discovery heads for a space rendezvous. Denise Simpson due back on the witness stand. Good morning. For Bill Lynch, I'm Mitchell Krause with the CBS World News Roundup. Baseball legend Babe Ruth at Yankee Stadium in 1948, just months before his death from throat cancer, spoke about baseball as the most significant game in all sports.
The only real game, I think, in the world. Baseball.
The Babe would have been 100 years old today, but the anniversary may not be enough to spark an agreement to end the six-month-long baseball strike. President Clinton has said it must be done today to avoid a proposed settlement by a federal mediator. Player Representative Donald Fear.
Still hopeful that the presence of the deadline, which draws ever closer, will spur the owners to more meaningful negotiations and we'll be able to find a way to get this done.
This is Al Freeman in Washington.
We can't continue to move in inches when we need to move in yards.
With that, federal mediator Bill Ussery said striking Major League Baseball players and team owners were so far apart that he'd have to step in with a solution of his own. But not so fast. Shortly thereafter, Ussery had a long chat with President Clinton, who ordered him to give the two sides one more shot until 5 o'clock Eastern Time this afternoon. Also on hand for the president's pep talk was Labor Secretary Robert Reich.
He was very emphatic, expressed the desire of the fans of the United States to get on with it and to make sure that there was a 1995 season.
There's not much doubt that mediator Ussery's proposals will have to play a central role in any settlement. While the players' union is willing to go along, there's also concern like that expressed by Atlanta Braves pitcher Tom Glavine.
To me, there's no surer way to guarantee that we're going to be in the same position 4 or 5 years from now, however long this agreement ends up being, than to have somebody else decide the matter for us and not do it ourselves.
While team owners say publicly they support the mediator's efforts, there's concern there, too. And both sides are reserving the right to say no if they can't live with what Bill Ussery comes up with. Al Freeman, CBS News, Washington.
The White House, in reviewing the situation this morning, said there's still the possibility of binding arbitration in the baseball dispute. Daryl Strawberry reportedly has another problem to add to the string that's virtually wrecked his once sensational career. The New York Daily News says Strawberry is expected to plead guilty to not having reported some $500,000 in taxable income, keeping knowledge of its existence not only from the IRS, but from his wife's divorce attorneys. Strawberry could face 3 months in jail and a hefty fine. President Clinton has sent his $1.6 trillion budget proposal to Congress as Senate Republican leaders press for action this week on a balanced budget amendment. White House correspondent Bill Platt reports.
President Clinton's proposed budget for fiscal year 1996 is as much political as it is fiscal. He's proposing tax cuts for the middle class, but no further significant cuts in the deficit for the next 5 years. That means no balanced budget, and Republicans are outraged.
This president doesn't intend to get a balanced budget and can't, and he's taken a walk on it.
I think this budget clearly demonstrates why we need a balanced budget amendment. Without it, we can't get down to a balanced budget.
Mr. Clinton proposes spending cuts of $144 billion over 5 years, most of that from eliminating or consolidating hundreds of government programs. But spending for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid would remain untouched. He is proposing tax breaks, some $63 billion worth, and he's including credits for middle-income families and deductions for college tuition. Mr. Clinton will define himself by the difference between his modest tax breaks and Republicans' tax breaks, which he will say are too big and too good for the rich. Bill Plant, CBS News, New York.
Another item in the GOP contract with America is heading for a House vote. It's the line item veto, which Republicans hope will pass today as a tribute to former President Reagan. This is his 84th birthday. Mr. Reagan long supported the idea now embraced by President Clinton, which allows a president to veto portions of an appropriations bill without vetoing the entire bill. Some 5 million American children spend their days in child care centers, but a new study says the centers provide poor to mediocre care, and 1 in 8 endanger the health and safety of the children. Study comes as Congress considers welfare reforms that would increase the demand for the care of children of single mothers who might be forced from welfare to work. Say the alleged mastermind of the plot to bomb New York City landmarks has pleaded guilty, according to the Reuters news agency. Siddiq Ibrahim Siddiq Ali, a follower of Sheikh Omar Abdulrahman, entered his plea before today's trial session began. The trial of O.J. Simpson begins another week in Los Angeles with a key prosecution witness returning to the stand.
This is Dan Revive in Los Angeles. The last thing the jury heard and saw was Denise Brown, the almost look-alike sister of murder victim Nicole Simpson, crying on the witness stand.
Picked her up, threw her out of the house. she ended up on her. She ended up falling. She ended up on her elbows.
She told in detail of two occasions on which she believes her sister was humiliated by her husband, O.J. Simpson. Prosecutors today will continue to question her, likely to bring up more incidents, but unlikely to mention her publicly stated belief that Simpson is guilty of murder. Even hinting that could hurt the prosecution, says USC law professor and CBS News consultant Erwin Chemerinsky.
If she communicates to the jury a strong conviction that she believes that O.J. Simpson is guilty, then the jury might start to think that she's exaggerating, embellishing, even being vindictive out of desire to get O.J. Simpson.
Defense attorneys won't want to make it seem they're out to get Denise Brown. The cross-examination by Robert Shapiro is expected to focus on Simpson's generosity to the Brown family and the good times in his marriage to Nicole Brown Simpson. Dan Revive, CBS News, Los Angeles Criminal Court.
The three cosmonauts of the Russian Mir space station communicating minutes ago with the crew of the American shuttle Discovery as they head for a close encounter. But how close is still a question. U.S. and Russian experts are now meeting on the question of how a leak in a thruster engine might affect that effort. Barry Bagnato reports.
It's likely the shuttle jet leak will keep Discovery 400 feet from Mir instead of 38 feet or so. NASA wants the closer encounter, so does Commander Jim Weatherby. Mission Control has been keeping him up to date on the debate.
We're protecting both options at this point.
Good luck, and I hope it turns out favorable for me.
The rendezvous and many other tasks on this mission are designed to hone skills needed to build and operate an international space station. The future project in the past almost has died in Congress. The present House Science Committee Chairman, Robert Walker, favors it.
If you take away the space station, I think that you probably take away the human and space endeavor for a long time to come.
But like Speaker Newt Gingrich this past weekend, Walker criticizes NASA's approach. Much of its work, he argues, might be better off in private hands. The space shuttle program, for instance. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Johnson Space Center, Houston.
Five students were seriously injured, eight others hurt in a fire that swept through a fraternity house on the campus of Ohio Northern University in Ada. Officials say the blaze started on the second floor of the three-story Sigma Pi house. No indication yet of the cause. One of television's cowboy stars is gone. Doug McClure, who was in The Virginian, The Man from Shiloh, and The Overland Trail, have died of cancer at his Sherman Oaks, California home. He was 59. On Wall Street, the Dow up 3.5 points.